Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining our April Spiritual Outreach call. This morning, we are blessed to have Father Mark Heschen, a very active chaplain in the Boston area since 2005. Been on the Lord's Pilgrimage multiple times, and he's a regular on the Association Spiritual Outreach calls. Father Mark is a parish priest at the Church of Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Seekonk, Massachusetts, and a good friend to many of us in the order. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for a great introduction, and good morning to everybody. I know your time is very valuable, so let's bring ourselves into the presence of the risen Lord, praying together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And as we gather for this sacred listening time and praying time, I'd like especially for us to hold the memory of our dear friend in Sheila Feidelberg, who had a vision as a Dame of Malta that we would have these spiritual outreach calls, and who labored in love to create them, and whose spirit is very much with us. Let's also hold the memory of Lynn Finn and of Des McCarthy as we call upon Our Lady of Lourdes together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So, he is risen. If we let ourselves meditate on it for the next few minutes, he is risen. Probably are the three most important words our lips can speak, but more importantly, he is risen is sort of our eight-pointed cross of Malta. It's our badge. It's our identity. We come together this morning for meditation, for spiritual growth, as a community, as brothers and sisters who belong to the Order of Malta, and who by our works together in community are a source of inspiration and hope for the world that Jesus is truly among us. Cardinal Sean, in his Easter greetings of the day, put it this way. He said, Easter and the good news that Jesus rose from the dead is not the end of the story. Even though it's the very good news we all want to hold on to, Easter isn't about history. We're not going back 2,000 plus years ago. Easter calls you and me today, especially in our commitment to the order, it calls us into mystery, into the mystery of that literal Easter that has not stopped, that good news that he is risen, and therefore there's always hope for a new beginning. There's a real irony. Sue Downing and I were just chatting about it before we all began. There's a great problem we have in our churches at Easter. There's no room to sit. It's a wonderful problem to have, and as Cardinal Sean has said, we really can't even afford to build churches big enough for Christmas and Easter, but we're just glad that people are drawn back on those high holy days to give us, especially as members of the order, a chance to call them, as we've been called, to be witnesses and disciples. A place I go to on the social media called Clergy Coaching puts it this way, we're not called to fill the pews. We're called to fill the world with disciples. That's the irony at work. We can rejoice over the problem of a good, robust Easter collection from a nice crowd, but our real call, especially our witness, that eight-pointed cross, is that we're to fill the world with fellow witnesses and disciples. Down here at Mount Carmel, like every church you belong to, we've got beautiful glass-stained windows, and the architect and artist, in the case of one of them, has the Blessed Mother veiled in blue, of course, with the disciples in the locked room. But I love the power of the window because the artist has splashed red everywhere as they sit in their fear and their loss. The artist was rendering the good news that God's Spirit is already with the Blessed Mother and those first disciples till the risen one comes and opens their hearts. It's Jesus risen who called them to be witnesses and disciples of the way. But again, because we're not celebrating history but mystery, that call is to us, especially to you as dames and knights. What did we hear St. Peter say on Sunday at the Easter Mass? But we are witnesses. We ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. Well, the truth of the matter is, on Easter Sunday, so did you. So did every Catholic. So did every Christian. So did every believer. We ate with him, literally his true presence, body, soul, and divinity in us risen. And yet our challenge to be those Easter witnesses and disciples is frankly just as much at the forefront as it was in the first century of Palestine. Pope Francis has called the disease of the world global indifference, and boy, do we feel the sting of people not caring. We live with neighbors and even sometimes fellow members of the church who live with a stifling selfishness, with hardened hearts, with closed minds. That's human nature. That's fallen human nature. But our other good friend, Cardinal Dolan, likes to use the beautiful word pontifex, the Latin word that is the root of pontiff, of course, our bishop, if you will, the Bishop of Rome, the first of the bishops among bishops. But he likes the word because of its real true meaning. As much as the Pope is called to be a bridge builder, this morning I want you to remember that as dames and knights, that's your identity. You're a pontifex. You're a bridge builder. So let me give you three just brief examples that I hope will inspire you. But more importantly, after the call, I'd like you to prayerfully meditate on how your story, your life story, is a life story of having been a bridge builder in the name of Jesus. The first one's out of Philadelphia. Maybe you all heard about it. A wonderful young boy in Peter Lombardi. He was born with Down syndrome and in 2015 was diagnosed with leukemia. He was hoping with his parents to be on the streets of Philadelphia when the Pope made his visit, but instead he was in a hospital room. And on that very day, as coincidences are not, they're God incidences, the folks from the Make-A-Wish Foundation were visiting with them, and they said to Peter, "What's your wish? Because we're here to make it happen." And he pointed to the TV and to the parade, and he said, "I want that man to kiss me." Well, this past week in Rome at the usual Wednesday audience, there was Francis picking up Peter Lombardi in his arms, kissing him, hugging him, blessing him, and then inviting him to sit in the back of the Popemobile and take a ride around St. Peter's Square two different times. The family later told a gathering of the press that for the last several weeks, the doctors have said his leukemia is in remission. All of the prayers that went to make that journey a possibility. Second example is you. And the order again. I want you to be praying for our latest ministry, prison ministry. We're just about to put a survey out to the members who are involved in different parts of our area and the region and the country. What we need are bridge houses. Literally, the biggest challenge in prison ministry now for us is to be able to rectories and convents that we're not using and retrofit them and make them homes for women and homes for men as a bridge to hope, because they've lost almost everything and have burned their bridges, and yet as members, it's our generosity, our philanthropy that might make these homes a reality. And the third example, the last one, is something that happened just about 3 hours west of Lourdes, where many of us have our spiritual awakening happen regularly. The latest international incident of terror in Trèves, France, perhaps you heard about it and read about it, taking place in a supermarket with a deranged human being looking to stalk innocent people. That morning, a woman got up not realizing how much she would need a savior. She was shopping, and when the event began to happen, a hero, a Lieutenant Colonel Beltram, just stepped forward, knowing that if he exchanged his place for her, he could keep his communication device on and actually be a help in the larger effort to solve the terrible atrocities that were happening. She went home realizing that her savior wasn't just Lieutenant Colonel Beltram, but in him a wonderful Catholic man who that day became a martyr, and that day became a bridge, light in darkness, the truth of Easter faith that love always conquers evil. And so in closing, as dames and knights, that's the kind of power you and I are called to be disciples of, especially for the sick and poor. What a beautiful scripture this very morning today in the Acts of the Apostles, as a crippled was placed at the gates called the Beautiful Gates to ask for alms, and Peter and John make their way for the prayers at 3 o'clock, and he calls out, and they pause and look at him with love, and he expects they're going to give him a gift. And the famous words of Peter, "We have neither silver nor gold, but what we do have, we give you. In the name of Jesus the Nazarene, rise and walk." That's our power as dames and knights when we testify that he is truly risen and lives in us. Can we say together, Alleluia, Amen.
Thank you very much, Father Mark.
Yep.
And thanks to all for joining us. This call has been recorded and will be posted on the website. Our next call is May 2nd, first Wednesday of each month, except for July. It's on Thursday. And we hope that many of you will join us as we prepare to go to Lourdes. Have a great day, and God bless you all. Thank you.